many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
Lee, the left is spinning out of control. And if you want absolute proof of that, if you want to see that with your own eyes,
yes.
Just pull up Blue Sky, the Blue Sky app.
Okay.
You can do it on your computer. You don't have to have an account, although I do have one. Because I like to monitor them as they unravel into an orgy of violence. Because they're losing it. They're cracking up in a way that I haven't seen and in a way that is very scary. Go on Blue Sky and put in Luigi Mangione's name this morning.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it has just come out. They're in horror. They're in absolute horror that their hero was just indicted by a federal grand jury. They can't believe it. And will face the death penalty if convicted. They are in full blown grief. Now, one of the things you'll notice when you go on Blue Sky, you just put, you know, you search his name so you can pull up all the posts that people are posting, right? Just start scrolling. One of the things you'll notice, there's not a single, not even one, negative post about him. Like, oh, he's getting what he deserves. He killed a father of two. Wife must be in mourning. I mean, anything like that. Nothing. There's also no, hey guys, do we really want to lionize this guy? There's none of it. You can't find it. Here's the third post some of the posts are just informational. Hey, he's been charged with murder. You should see the comments on those. Fear, loathing, anger, rage, threats of violence themselves. So the comments are definitely worth taking in. Here's one. It's a picture of him as a saint, and it says Saint Luigi Mangione, the patron saint of healthcare. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments total on these. You just go down and look at them like, wow. One of them shows United Healthcare stock tanking and it simply says King Luigi. Here's one and people are still like, what motivated Luigi Mangione? And they're all laughing. Yeah, you know, we love that guy. Here's another one wishing J.K. Rowling a very Luigi Mangione. In other words, saying they would like to kill her.
That sounds like a threat.
Well, no, but you should see, just keep scrolling. That's part of it is whoever you don't like or you feel is an oppressor, you want to send somebody like Luigi and Mangione after that. Here's another one by the name of somebody by the name of Tristan Buckner writes, my friend that can't say Italian food names is suddenly a big Luigi Mangione fan. Here's the next one, Halloween costume this year. Sexy Luigi Mangione. And on and on and on it goes. Some of these are, it's like a porn fantasy involving him. This one is talking about, you know, his evolution, like in a positive way. And there, I mean, there's nothing at all about like, hey, you know, what are his kids going to think if they have to see this madness? It's none of it. They're over the, so Blue Sky, you know, is a left-wing app, supposed to be the alternative to Twitter. They were mad that nobody would censor us on Twitter. So they went over somewhere where, you know, I guess somebody will censor anyone who's not them or something. Yeah. So, wow, this is crazy.
Whatever happened to, no one's above the law, Tara.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Yes, exactly. It depends on what the law is and who broke it.
Yeah. No, well, you know what this is? Liberal privilege.
Privilege, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which we call that, and I've been playing this all morning, this clip by Shea Van Fleet, who's running for Congress. She did an interview last year with Tucker Carlson, and she grew up during the Communist Chinese Revolution. I can't play this clip enough. And she explains, look, you got to understand something. As soon as they had the Cultural Revolution, they divided the entire Chinese population into 10 categories, 5 oppressor categories and 5 oppressee categories. And she said, if you are an oppressee, you can do just about anything to an oppressor and get away with it. It's acceptable. It's considered moral. It's considered justified. Now, did oppressors actually do anything? Are they bad people? No. They just came from particular classes. Men more than women tend to be oppressors. And people are viewed in groups. They are not judged by their character, by their criminal record, anything. Just their class. Large, broad swaths of classes. And in her interview, she talks about, you know, just being in school in China and watching children who knew they could literally beat, spit on their teachers who were oppressors from the oppressor class, and nothing would happen to them. She said a principal and teachers were killed by students. No big deal. No repercussions. If you didn't separate yourself from, if you were an oppressee and you had family members who were oppressors, you didn't separate yourself from them, it would begin to drag you down. You wouldn't have opportunities for schooling and for work. And we still see that today. They've just digitized it with their social credit system. I mean, if your mom has a low social credit score and you spend a lot of time talking to her on the phone, you're going to have a low social credit score. You have to cut off your mom. So this is where the left is going. And she perfectly explained the Luigi Mangione phenomenon, but also the St. Kilmer phenomenon. And also just how the left, I mean, you got this guy, Chris Van Hollen, Senator Chris Van Hollen, who votes against the Laken Riley Act, which simply says if you're an illegal immigrant, you rape a woman, you murder a woman, you sexually assault her, you hurt her in a violent way, you are automatically deported. That's a no. That's a hard no for the left. Why? I can't play it enough today.
That ideology is Marxist ideology about oppressors and oppressed. The worldview is looking everything in terms of who is the oppressor and who is the oppressed. And that is absolutely communist worldview. And for those who are oppressed, anything they do to the oppressor is justified. That includes murder, kidnap, and raping. This is all justified, just like the Cultural Revolution. And that's what's happening in today's America. Those are the absolute result of decades of indoctrination.
Here's just one, you know, I mean, I'm just scrolling down, just sitting here. Here's just one by somebody. By this account, I don't think Luigi Mangione looks anything like the first figure the police provided on national media. In other words, that he's been broken down. It doesn't matter. I would like to see every CEO from every health insurer end in the same fashion as they have let those who pay suffer and die. General strike! Exclamation point. So they're just very openly calling for the death of people who are in the oppressor class in their world.
Well, it sounds like corporate genocide.
Yeah. So I just welcome anyone to do that, to think like, you know, you listen to the show, you think, oh, you know, you're exaggerating, you're trying to get ratings. No, go read what they say.
Yeah.
Go read them. Go see them. And by the way, it's not just going on there. If you go to Luigi Mangione on X, it's happening too with the left-wing accounts. It's just you have to sort through a lot more because there's all kinds of commentary on it. And you can't just pick out the left-wing accounts like you can on Blue Sky. But yeah.
Well,
this is dangerous.
Well, let's just hope they keep it up at least through 2026 and 2028, because this is what's going to lead to another electoral downfall. because they are obviously going against what the vast majority of the American people, including their own many of their own constituents, want. And I think it's indicative here when you heard James Carville talking about, you know, continuing to talk about the Diego Garcia situation, Abrego Garcia's situation there, and to continue to promote that. What they're doing is catering only to the extreme left Marxist socialist within the Democrat Party. You are abandoning many of the, you know, more mainstream Democrats, and you're going to have them continue to vote Republican. So let's just hope they keep this up through 2026 and 2028. Hope they don't learn their lesson of the election.
Look, we started the week off. This is just to show you who this is. Taylor Lorenz, a liberal influencer, huge following, has worked for the Washington Post and the New York Times, and not in small roles either. She was one of their big featured reporters, right? I mean, she's talking about stanning Luigi Mangione. Stanning is like fanboying, like being a huge fan of something. It refers to Eminem's song about Stan, who was like this huge fan of his. Anyway, that's stanning.
Hilarious to see these millionaire media pundits on TV clutching their pearls about someone stanning a murderer when this is the United States of America, as if we don't lionize criminals, as if we don't have, you know, we don't stan murderers of all sorts. And we give them Netflix shows.
No, those are either fiction or they're documentaries, honey. They're not fan, like, you know, for fans of, I mean, they're not celebrating the murder. I mean, that's crazy. And then there was this, which was everywhere this week from Taylor Lorenz.
The women who got her outside court in New York.
So you're going to see women especially that feel like, oh my God, right? Like, here's this man who's revolutionary, who's famous, who's handsome, who's young, who's smart. He's a person that seems this like this morally good man, which is hard to find.
Yeah, I just realized women will literally date an assassin before they swipe right on me. That's where we're at.
He means liberal women, yes. This is a bigger deal than people realize. Let me tell you why. Taylor Lorenz said, this is the scare. By the way, that's CNN. They're actually running this stuff, okay? Taylor Lorenz said, look, the biggest audience growth I've ever gotten was when I started writing, and posting about Luigi Mangione because everybody loves it.
Murderers of all sorts. And we give them Netflix shows. There's a huge disconnect between the narratives and angles that sort of mainstream media pushes and what the American public feels. And you see that in moments like this. And I can tell you, I saw the biggest audience growth that I've ever seen because people were like, oh, somebody, some journalist is actually speaking to the anger that we feel.
Folks, we're only in year one. At this rate, everything will be burning down by year three.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it, but Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. and protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, folks, Letitia James, now caught up in what looks like a second scandal outside the mortgage fraud relating to a nonprofit. I'm not going to go deeply into it, so I'm waiting for a second source on it. But looks like she also contributed to fraud surrounding the filings for that as well. Here's what's going to be interesting. Really, really interesting about Letitia James. She's in trouble, okay? This is as slam dunk a slam dunk case there is against her. I mean, you want to talk stolen valor? You know how everybody's laughing? Oh, she said she was married to her dad. Yeah, that's really sick, man. Okay, but why did she say that, though? To get a VA loan because he had served and she hadn't. Yeah. Oh boy, that's fraud. It's just nasty. But it's also exactly what she accused Trump of. He is the only one in New York real estate history where the statute that she used against him was used that way. Okay, so this is not like he did what a lot of other people did. She actually did classic real estate fraud and she did it 3 times. And now she's got people going to these houses. Other people live there. It is not her primary residence. And she's full on ragey. Why? She did it. And she knows she's going to be prosecuted. But, you know, we were just talking about liberal privilege and Luigi Mangione. I got a question. Where will she be prosecuted? Well, that's either going to be in New York. I think this is federal, right? In New York or Virginia. Federal. What's that mean? Oh, we'll get it. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. What does that guarantee? Those are two very liberal judicial districts. That's why they hauled Donald Trump into them. Why? Because when you have a weaponized jury base, you can get a 34-count indictment on something for which the statute of limitations has expired. I mean, it was almost a joke. I mean, it was a joke what they got Trump on, right? But those juries will do it. They'll go for it. Will a jury in New York convict Letitia James? Will a jury in Virginia convict Letitia James? Jury outside of D.C. convict Letitia? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. See, liberal privilege and lawfare work in the reverse, too. Remember what happened with Kevin Kleinsmith, ex-FBI lawyer? Yeah, they needed to get a FISA warrant to officially spy on Trump, right? So they could try to frame him. And so they needed to create the Russia collusion hoax. And they needed to take it before the court. So he falsified evidence. That's a big one, right? Yeah, falsified evidence. Altered an email to make it look like it said the opposite in order to further the Russia collusion hoax. Yeah. What happened when he went before a DC jury? They agreed he did. Let him off the hook. Why? Well, they're all Democrats. This is how their mentality works. You got to understand, their view of reality is so warped and whacked, they can literally not deliver justice, much as they cannot be tested to vote, because their view of reality, so it's not just one news story that misinformed them. They literally think they nearly dodged a Russian takeover and that they're now fighting a Nazi invasion. They're now fighting a Nazi dictatorship by Donald Trump. I mean, full on cuckoo, right? That does stuff to your brain. When you live in a fake reality, a reality that just from news story after news story, years after years after years, you can't separate what is real from what is not anymore. And you sit on a jury, which is how you end up after years of mainstream media. If you had a chance to stop Hitler, you would see, no matter how much really good evidence they put in front of you, what would you see in Letitia James? You would see a poor, downtrodden black woman who's being politically persecuted by a dictator. It wouldn't matter what the details were. Then with Kleinsmith, one of the jurors they interviewed said they just didn't care. That was his way of saying, Democrat. Yeah, he lied. Yeah, he committed fraud. Yeah, he defrauded the court. But we don't like Trump. We don't like Trump. So folks, understand, these weaponized liberal juries work in two ways. I don't know if they can take out Letitia James for legitimate crimes she clearly committed. I don't know. I don't know if it's possible with these juries. And that's, and by the way, not just the juries, okay? The judges, because it's going to be rigged. It's going to be fixed. And you're going to have judges that are willing to break with precedent. You're going to have judges that are willing to do things that are illegal. That's what happened with Trump. And remember, Judge he got, by law, had to recuse himself because his daughter was making money from the Democrat Party, making money advertising and raising money against Trump. That was law in New York. He broke it. Served as Trump's judge anyway. So, and nobody's going to go after him. Trump actually challenged him legally on that point, but all of the appellate courts were also run by immoral liberal judges. So, it's going to be an interesting test of what little is left of the American legal system in blue areas. Can they convict a clearly guilty criminal with liberal privilege? If I had to bet my money, I'd say they won't.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it, but Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. and protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anything on your mind? I'm thinking about making this last hour on Fridays into a call-in show. We'll see how it goes. 800-905-0989. Anything you want to say? Anything on your mind of this long and crazy week that we've had? Although we pretty much don't have any other kind anymore. So much stuff going on to comment on. By the way, breaking news. U.S. just bombed Houthi oil ports. 14 separate airstrikes. Explosions and fire. At least 58 dead. 800-905-0989 is the call-in number for the show. Anything that is on your mind that has been on the show over the last week or you think should have been on the show, we'll take your calls on again, 800-905-0989. You can also text me too, 800-905-0989. Let's dive in and see what folks have to say. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I hope you and your family have a joyous Easter. So says Kim. Yeah, we have a wonderful celebration planned. I am super excited. Can't wait to spend it with the kids. Texture writes, about Letitia James. She should be at very least be disbarred and her history of prosecutions be examined for other bias and malfeasance. Another texter writes, good morning, Tara. When it comes to the left praising and adoring evil, I think it has to do with how kids have grown up so desensitized. By their social media that adoring evil is kind of like when we used to adore Anakin Skywalker on the movies. This real life is the same to them as movies used to be. Another texter writes about Letitia James. Why can't they judge shop? Well, because the bureaucracy of the courts is controlled by them. I mean, I think we should try it, but, you know, if they are. Texter writes, here are these women who profess love for assassin Luigi Mangione likely to fall for and marry a wife beater as well. Now the texter writes, what can you expect from the failing CNN? Yeah, I know. Not much. Okay, let's jump on the line with Vincent in Boiling Springs. Hey, Vincent. Okay. Sorry about that. We'll have the producer bring that up. I think my call screen's not working. Let me click it again. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Tara. Longtime listener.
Yeah.
First time caller. And I wake up to you every morning, my wife and I. She's listening right now.
Oh, that's so cool.
I just put her on your podcast there, too. So I don't know if she's live on one of the shows. I think she's on yesterday's. But listen, what I'm calling about today is, one, Letitia James. You know, we said it from the beginning, the frivolous charges that she was digging deep for. And they, on Charlie, they say that they're always charging the other guy what they're doing. And mm-hmm. it's so obvious. And I'm so happy that it's happening. I hope she gets every bit of what she should got coming to her for being a fraud herself. And the second thing I'd like to say is the bit about the illegal immigration that's going on in our country. And it's so outrageous that this guy, when he gets back, everybody needs to do the primaries and get rid of this guy that went over to El Salvador for this criminal. He was here illegally to begin with, and to have a baby on our soil doesn't make him a citizen.
No, it certainly doesn't. And once again, you're watching the left operate, Vincent. And they cannot make their argument without lying or misdirecting. And you can see that with the whole Maryland father thing, cover up that he's an illegal immigrant, cover up that he's an MS-13 gang member, leave it out of their coverage. It's just typical.
Just a little footnote. I was a longtime Democrat since we hired to, since 1977. And my mom and dad were both Democrats. My wife and I were Democrats. And followed faithfully until I hit up into my early 20s. I served under Reagan. And that said, that opened my eyes. And then Biden really opened my eyes with the lies and deceit. I burnt my card for the first time. Yeah, I've always voted. I voted for Ross Perot. I voted for Reagan. I voted, well, I guess independently minded, I should say. But as a Democrat, I voted for who I felt was the best for the position. So that's my take on all that.
Well, Vincent, first-time caller, thank you so much for listening to the Battleground America podcast. Tell your wife I said hi. I really appreciate your phone call today. Philip from Spartanburg, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. I love you. I call you the Paul Revere of the radio.
Well, thank you.
What I would like to say is I believe one of the things that has to change is to get rid of the lifetime appointees, judges that can do nothing but circumvent the law of the land. They have to change the law that they can never be outvoted. What do you think?
You know, I think that's a great idea, especially at the district court level and the appeals court level. I mean, Republican Congress wants to do that. They can absolutely change it. They created those courts. They could destroy them all tomorrow if they wanted to. I absolutely agree. And you know what? We should have review of these judges. We really should, or we should just cycle them off after a certain number of years, or consider a combo of those options, because when these judges get good and into these seats, they really just get nuts. They do.
Yeah, I agree. And the end game for them is not even to win. Is there so much to tie it up into court forever and ever and ever, so nothing can get done.
Yeah.
The other question I have for you real fast is, when Trump goes, is Vance up to the task? Is he as sold out to Trumpism to keep this stuff alive? Because if the Democrats keep shooting themselves in the foot with these absurd candidates, the Republicans are going to continue to win so long as they got a good guy. What do you think about Vance?
So far, I think he's good. I want to keep my eye on him, see how he does. Trump, remember, is not, when asked, hey, is Vance your heir apparent? Trump wouldn't even lock that down. So I think even Trump is waiting to see, hey, he obviously really likes him. He chose him as vice president. He's obviously a huge fan. But even Trump wasn't willing to say, yeah, that's my guy. I anoint him now. So
I know.
Yeah. So I'm going to do what Trump did and say, hey, I really like him. Want to keep my eye on him, and we'll see how things go.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Tara. And if you could keep up the Friday call, because I love talking to you.
You like it? Okay.
So do others.
Okay. We'll be right back at a few more calls in. Let's jump on the common sense retirement planning. Well, you know what? Before I read the text, let's hop on over to the phone line first and talk to Tim in Greer. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tara. And thank you for what you do, keeping people informed.
Sure.
Awesome. Anyways, I am curious. Huge Dan Bongino fan. Loved his podcast. The only one I did besides outside my religious, stuff. But I'm wondering, why do you think they promoted this Steve Jensen, one of the chief persecutors of the January 6th people? I mean, he went after everybody. They promoted him to the head of the Washington field office, him and Kash Patel. Makes no sense. I'm seeing a lot on X. I don't know if you followed any of that stuff, So I'm just curious, even the Hodge twins, everybody's like, really, Dan? This is an embarrassment. Why isn't he being perp walked out, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. And the guy, look, I was very encouraged when the guy who ran that office, you know, was pushed out the door. And yet you're absolutely right. The other question I've got, you watched John Ratcliffe walk into the CIA and quietly, without a lot of fanfare, begin mass firings. In fact, he's doing a great job because nobody's noticed. There's really only been a footnote about it. He's mass firing over at the CIA. I'm waiting for that to happen at the FBI. I'm shocked more of these, you know, special agents in charge of city after city aren't being, you know, whacked and those right underneath them. If you keep those people in place, we are doomed. And at this point, all Dan Bongino and Cash Patel have done is move their stuff into the building. I've not seen any kind of progress whatsoever. I like some of the things Cash Patel's done, but they're footnotes. And I'm really hoping this isn't going to be another weak sauce situation, or this country's going to be in real trouble. And answer your question, I have no idea that why that would be permitted to happen under a Trump regime. There is no way the Democrats would ever allow the equivalent to occur. They would have fired that person immediately walking through the door.
Yeah, and it makes no sense. Everything Bongino talked about, it just, that does not. No, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it is just, it's just shocking. I mean, like I said, very well-known conservatives have been on Twitter, everything. Dan's going, really, Dan? You know, because he's giving little post updates, we're fighting crime, doing this, and it's like, that's not him. So, yeah, you wonder what they're doing. That's all.
Yeah, Dan, well,
just
thanks.
You would know more.
Yeah, and I'm going to make a prediction for the future. If they don't get to handle on this very quickly, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They don't clean out the FBI. We're going to have three things that are going to happen in quick and then longer succession. Number one, the people working for them will begin to frame them for crimes. Count on it. You're going to begin to have whistleblower scandal after whistleblower scandal requiring congressional hearings, on and on and on, as these weaponized agents get the idea, hey, I'm not going out the door. That is what they will begin to do against both Bongino and Cash Patel. Thing number two that you will see, they will begin building cases against Trump. And you really saw this during the Russia collusion era. And they will begin doing it without the permission of, without the consultation of, on their own, because they run wild, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. These are going to be things that will blow up in Trump's face. Okay, and they'll go the whistleblower route. The left always returns to its playbook. It's the same playbook that they used against Trump with the CIA and the whistleblower, who ended up being fake and a lot of lies in that, right? USAID was behind a lot of that. Thing number three, when Trump leaves office, if they don't clean this place out, I am telling you, and I have said it all week, they will either be waiting for him with handcuffs on the lawn of the White House, or maybe they'll let him fly to Mar-a-Lago before it begins, but it will begin. This is a matter of life and death for this country, cleaning out the FBI. And I am very disappointed that I haven't seen mass firings. If this is their plan, hey, we're in charge, it's great, we'll just carry on. No, they're not in charge. They're not. Okay, real quick, Patrick and Shelby, I have 2 minutes, and then you and I are going to be forcibly ejected off the air. Can you do it in 2 minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my opinion is, if they don't start prosecuting these people, the agents, the people in Congress that did all the embezzlement, stealing the taxpayers' dollars, this and that, none of it's going to do no good. The only way they're going to get anything done, they got to start prosecuting them, convict them, and sentence them. That's it.
Well, and
when
you say prosecuting them, who are you specifically referring to?
I'm talking about all of the congressmen, Nancy, Chuck, Adam, the FBI guys, you know, all of them people that's done this to us for the last 4 years, that they've got plenty of evidence on where they've committed treason, conspiracy, stealing money from the taxpayers, fraudulently stealing money. You know, they've got evidence against them. They can prosecute them. If they don't prosecute them and sentence them, none of this stuff they're doing is going to do any good, because it'll be right back like it was the last 4 years and 4 years.
Let's hope, Patrick, that Letitia James is the beginning of that.
I hope so. If not, they're all just spinning their wheels. They're just wasting time, because nothing's going to be done.
Yeah. I was encouraged by Letitia James, though. I mean, she is a massive, massive target. And so, you know, hopefully this is the first of many. And then the next one they got to get, and we're not going to be able to get them all. The next one they got to get, they got to get the ones that symbolize corruption so the others won't do it. They got to get John Brennan.
Adam Schiff.
Yeah, Adam Schiff too. Absolutely.
You know, they don't get a water. James, if they do not prosecute this woman, they're not going to prosecute none of them. If this woman does not get sent to prison, they're not doing it. All they're doing is talking to hear their self talk.
Yep. I agree. We got to get the principles. Thank you so much for your phone call and for listening this week. Mike's up next. Stick around. Listen to Battleground America podcast over the weekend. Signing out.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business. Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at Odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.